But let's go down to Petco and bring in Andy Baggerly at Extra Bags on Twitter. He covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group and the San Jose Mercury News. Extra, how are you today?
Hi, Marty. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm very happy to have you on today, and I know it's going to be a full weekend of talking about pitching, which I believe is going to be the topic. One will be Cueto today, a little bit of what happened last night, and then, of course, on our postgame, it's going to be the big lefty. So let's start with Cueto last night, Andy. We followed you on Twitter last night, Cueto's ups and downs. What do you make of last night? How does it affect what could happen July 31st?
Well, I think that it was already getting to be a long shot, Marty, that they were going to trade him. I think that they were looking at this whole situation with his opt-out, and I asked Brian Sabian the other day, how does the opt-out really affect, you know, what you'll do with him at the trade deadline? And he said they really don't know because they haven't gotten any offers to come in. No one's really exchanged names. And I think in the Giants situation, they have to look at every possibility. They're just in such dire straits, and the season's gone so sideways that they have to be open to the possibility of trading Cueto. But it's really only realistic if they get something of value for him. And I think that it's going to be almost impossible now, even before the blisters crop up, just given the way he's been pitching with a 4.5 ERA, you know, for them to basically say, okay, well, we know for sure he's not going to be a part of things going forward, but we get these other players in exchange. It's going to be worth our while to go down that road. I don't think they were going to get there regardless. And now that he could be headed to the DL or miss a start, who would recommend giving up much of anything of consequence for him at this point? So I think you're seeing that Johnny Cueto is pretty much sticking around. And if he ends the season without an appreciably better second half, maybe even not opting out of his contract. And that might not be the worst thing for the Giants if they really believe that he's got some good years ahead of him, because they're going to need a lot of innings, a lot of stability. And if they're going to turn this thing around and be competitive next year, they're going to have to get some stable innings out of that rotation. And Cueto could be a big part of that. And no question, Madison Bumgarner as well. You know, the best thing that could happen is he, you know, has a really good end of the season, and he can sort of restore that confidence that they do have that 1-2 punch at the top of a rotation, because that can cure a lot of ills, and it hasn't been enough to cure all the ills the Giants have faced this year, but it could go a long way to curing some of the ills that we know they'll have going into next year, because you just can't address everything in one off season that this organization is going to need to address.
Boy, Andy Baggerly with us. Andy, I agree with you 100% on this one. And I came to the conclusion, though, maybe a few days ago, that this organization knows how to win at home. And they've got to win at home. And how do you win at home? You win at home with a great rotation, play good defense, and get enough hitting to win your 50 games at home. And then you do your thing on the road, and there's your 90 wins. And I think what you just said, and I'm going to ask you this, the blisters are one thing, and if you believe maybe that's not getting in shape because of his dad's illness or the WBC, but he looks like a different pitcher. The ball is up. He looked gassed last night in the second inning after running the first base. He looked like he was exhausted. Is it just the blisters, and is it just one of those seasons that people have where they just don't get in shape and you think he would come back strong next year? And if that's the case, I think the Giants would be thrilled to have him back.
Well, you know, I think that he's one of those guys. We see him running stadium stairs all the time. We see him putting the work in. I would imagine that when you start the last game out of the All-Star break and you're the only guy who's going to be going on regular rest and you pitch the first game out of the break, and, you know, these guys all go off and they do their thing over the All-Star break, and I think he went to Vegas or Florida or somewhere. So maybe you relax a little bit in between starts than you otherwise would, and maybe maybe that was an issue for him a little bit. As you say, he was gassed running down the first base line. But I think overall they don't really question his conditioning because his durability. There have been times when people have wondered about it, and he goes and he proves them wrong. And I think that you give that guy the benefit of the doubt until he gets to a point where he doesn't prove you wrong. And so they're really looking at it as the blisters. He's not able to finish pitches. He had to work really hard, to put away batters. And, you know, throwing 82 pitches in four innings, you're going to be pretty tired regardless if you have blisters or not. But you could tell that he didn't have a feel for the zone. He was sort of nibbling because he wasn't able to finish his pitches, and he knew that if he threw them over the plate, they were going to get hit. So I think you saw him nibbling without good stuff. And, you know, Brandon Belt made a pretty big mental error not covering first base when they really had Austin Hedges dead to rights rounding first base too aggressively. No idea why Belt was halfway to second base on a ball hit to left field. But, you know, that was an out that they should have gotten that they didn't. And then Cueto ended up having to throw eight more stressful pitches to Will Myers at the end there that pretty much knocked him out, and he was probably gone anyway, but that didn't help the situation. So, you know, it's been tough. They really haven't had the Johnny Cueto they thought they would have all year. They haven't had Madison Bumgarner literally all year, and they had so much hope for Matt Moore, and he's got the worst ERA in the National League. So, you know, that makes it kind of tough to see any way that this team could have been competitive. And then you throw in all the other things that have happened to them, too. So they have to hope for a turnaround, both with the – and it can only start with the top two guys in the rotation. I think that's always the most stabilizing presence you can have is having, you know, horses that can go out and stop a losing streak or keep a winning streak going, keep your momentum going. And that's been a problem for the Giants on both ends this year.
Well, that's the name of their game, and they've got to be able to get back to that. Easy for me to say, and that's the key for them. Andy, what about Sandoval? He's in the news as well. I know his 10-day period of being designated for assignment is still running, so no one connected with the Giants can really say anything. But you're down there, and you can read between the lines sometimes. What's the reaction to Sandoval being DFA'd by the Red Sox?
Well, Marty, as it so happens, I just posted a new column about that.
Very good.
And that just literally went up, and I tweeted a link to it. So if you go to my Twitter, you'll see that there. And basically, I'll summarize a thought or two from it, but I hope you'll go and check it out. So the news came out today from John Heyman talking to someone in Sandoval's camp that he would reportedly love, and the word was love, to be a Giant again. And you know what? I think that could be possible, but it would have to be possible on terms that would leave no question that he would have the desire to be a Giant again, because he would have to demonstrate it. He'd have to demonstrate it by going to the Arizona League, where it's 120 degrees right now, where he'd have no promises, no opt-outs. He would have to dedicate himself to getting in shape and showing that this is something that he really, really wants, that he has the desire to do, and put in the time and effort with no promise of any kind of gratification. And that has not been something that he's been able to do outside of very short bursts in his major league career. And I think that you see a front office, I see a front office that has brought back so many guys for second tours, third tours. They don't really quit on people. They don't give up on people. They try to take the high road. You know, even when a guy blasts them on the way out the door like Pablo did, you know, I don't think that he's necessarily someone that they would look at and say, oh, yeah, he's going to solve our problems, or this is the direction we need to be heading. They need to get younger and more athletic, older and less athletic. But at the same time, you know, if the guy doesn't have another opportunity and he needs a platform to try to bounce back, and he's willing to put in all the work and show that this is something he really wants and can be committed to, then yeah, I think the Giants would be open to him coming back. But it doesn't mean he's going to be on the roster next week or next month. You know, this would be a long-term thing where he would have to really prove himself, not only his baseball skills, but his demeanor and his level of personal commitment. And that could only be done over a long process. So some of those thoughts are in there, a few more others. So I hope you check out that column.
Oh, absolutely. At Extra Bags with two G's. Absolutely. When my next break, I'm absolutely going to read that. Andy, Miguel Gomez, we talk about Sandoval. You talk about an aggressive hitter. Miguel Gomez looks like all he does is hit and swing the bat. And I know he got a big sacrifice fly last night. Bumgarner is back on the roster today. Is Gomez gone, or does he stay and maybe Cueto get DL'd or something?
Well, I think the sort of hint there was that it would be Gomez. We don't have a roster move yet. I mean, for me, just taking all the context away and looking at it from a baseball perspective, I think if you've got Matt Cain as a long reliever, then maybe Kyle Crick would go back, but perhaps Cueto's injury will change that. Maybe you need Cain in the rotation now to take Cueto's spot. So maybe they do make a move on the position player side. Maybe they would have done that anyway. But It's sort of been telegraphed to us that Gomez isn't here for an extended length of time. But I'll tell you what, you know, if Bruce Bochy's got a pretty strong voice, he might want to keep a guy like that around. He likes the way he attacks the ball off the bench, as you mentioned. We've seen him see a few major league sliders where it looked like he's never seen the pitch before. Mm-hmm. And that'll happen. You know what? You watch some of these Padres kids, and they go up and they take their hacks, and they can put the ball in play, put a charge into it at times. And, you know, Gomez is probably about the same level of professional at-bats that a lot of these Padres kids have, and sometimes that can be the best way to go. That can be a good thing. So, you know, whether he goes back today or in another week or whatever, you know, I think that he's shown a little bit to this coaching staff and to this front office and his teammates that, you know, he's a guy who's intriguing on some level, even if it's the ceiling isn't super high, and maybe he's a guy who can help you off the bench or whatever. But I think that everyone's like what they've seen and would like to see a little more from him.
All right, so let's wrap it up with this, Andy. The big guy is back today. The Madison Bumgarner, since April 19th, has been out. They've missed him. He is a very special pitcher in the big leagues. He comes back today. What do you expect?
I expect he's going to be ornery. I expect he's going to compete. You know, watching him in San Jose, it doesn't matter whether this team is 27 games out of first place or tied for first place or 10 up. You know, I think he sees a hitter on the other side. And for him, it's about that competition between 60 feet and 6 inches. And I think that, you know, he's always going to take that seriously and not take a pitch off and want to get the best out of whoever he's facing. And that's something that that works regardless of context. And it's maybe something that this team really, really needs, you know, to sort of have that reminder that it doesn't matter where you are in the standings. You can go out and it's still a competition. It's still fun. The fans are paying to see it. And you want to go out there for pride, to be the best at whatever you do. I think that, you know, in terms of his baseball stuff, in terms of his pitching, in San Jose, what I saw is a guy who wasn't really humping it up there, was 89-90, didn't have the best fastball command, especially arm side. He was having trouble sort of finishing across the plate. But his cutter looked fantastic. His changeup looked good. He threw a couple of curveballs that were, I think, where he wanted them to be. And he can probably get away with this aggressive Padres team with throwing fastballs out of the zone. So maybe the fastball command won't be as much of an issue. You know, you face a team like the Nationals or as a better offense, then I think that, you know, you're not going to see the Madison Bumgarner quite up to speed that you're used to seeing. But I think he should have more than enough stuff to be competitive, if not dominant at times, against the Padres today.
That should be fun. Plus, he gets the hit as well. Andy, thank you so much. And I know we're going to squeeze you on there tomorrow very quickly again when we open up tomorrow. But I really appreciate the time. And it's interesting weekend for the Giants with Cueto, Bumgarner, and everything else that's going on. This is one of the more interesting weekends. So I do appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you, Marty. I appreciate you inviting me on.
All right. That is Andy Bagley at Extra Bags on Twitter. He covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. It is an interesting weekend of baseball. It really is. I'm glad we touched on Cueto and Andy's thoughts about him. I agree with them. And last night on the postgame show, talked quite a bit about Cueto and how I think he should be handled the rest of the way and how he could fit in with the Giants and what the Giants really need. So,